Not even a hello for your dear sweet brother?
Hello? Was that the mailman leaving?
Carol, your lack of sincerity wounds me.
Mike, where's the stinking mail?
It's right over there on the counter.
It's not here. Again, it's not here.
Hey, well, don't worry, Carol. Maybe tomorrow you'll get that letter from 116th of Broadway, New York City, 10027.
You had it.
A lot of women say that.
Mike, give me my letter from Columbia.
Oh, you mean Columbia School of Broadcasting? Not affiliated with the CBS network or its owned and operated stations?
Where's the letter, headlouse?
Oh, you're talking about Columbia University, the only college that you applied to. The place you have your overworked heart set on, right?
I'm getting a knife.
Okay. Okay, what if I have seen this alleged letter?
Thick or thin?
You with a letter.
Mike, was the letter thin like a thanks but no thanks rejection, or thick like we'll see in the fall acceptance?
What, not even a thank you?
Oh, thank goodness. Thick, like your head, like an acceptance to a real school. Want to smell it, Mike? I mean, this is the closest you'll ever get to the Ivy League. Welcome, Carol Seaver, to the Columbia University class of 1993 and a half. Your freshman orientation begins December 23rd, 1989. December 23rd? Oh, no! It's not fall, it's winter!
And that's a real school?
Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
So due to unexpectedly high enrollment, we're forced to defer a certain amount of freshmen until the winter semester.
How dare they defer my brightest child?
I am in the room here.
We know that, Mike. Maggie, don't worry about it. It's only for one semester, and it's not the end of the world.
It's not what your brightest child said. If you want me out of here, just say the word.
The word.
All right. Oh, and look, by the way, if you're going to go upstairs to cheer up Carol, I advise you not to use words like reject, loser, or belly up. Kitchen, right.
Poor Carol.
Honey, I think the important thing for Carol to understand here is that this little hitch is just one of those bumps in the rocky road of life that over the long haul makes us a better driver. Confident we can handle our rig.
Jason, I don't think Carol's going to have any use for truck talk. What Carol needs is good old-fashioned, straightforward logic from a sensible parent. I'll talk to Carol. Why don't you grab a cup of Joe and gas up your rig? Carol, this is no time for emotion. You must force yourself to look at this analytically, so just dry your eyes. They're dry.
You sound disappointed.
Yeah, well, I mean, with you being rejected.
You can say it, Mom. Let's not run from it. I mean, it's time for good old-fashioned, straightforward logic, don't you think?
Which is why I want to remind you that you have been accepted to Columbia.
Which is no small achievement.
Which is no small achievement.
This is just one of those bumps in the rocky road of life that'll make me a better driver.
Confident you can handle your rig.
What rig?
Sweetheart, what's important here is that you don't feel like a reject and a loser who went belly up. Not that anyone else is thinking that.
Mom, everything's going to be fine.
You're not just saying that.
Wait till you hear how I'm going to spend the next 3 months. Matriculating at Alf Landon Junior College. I'll take a double course load because the work couldn't be very challenging. Mike goes there. And that way, even if only half my A's are transferable, I'm doing just fine.
So you don't need me at all to comfort you.
Oh, Mom, is that why you came up here?
Kind of.
Well, you want to lay on the bed and kick our feet like Deborah Winger and Shirley MacLaine in terms of endearment?
No. Maybe just for a minute.
I just don't see what the big deal is. I mean, Carol should be glad she's getting an extra long summer vacation.
Well, Ben, it all comes down to expectations. I mean, there's Carol, a straight-A student, and when she doesn't get welcomed with open arms to the college of her choice, well, that's surprising. And Mike, on the other hand, suppose Mike had been turned down by an Ivy League college. Well, nobody would... Couldn't you pass the mustard there?
Hello, Cedar Man. Mike.
Carol, I didn't expect to see you so bubbly.
Out of the tub.
What can I say? I'm resilient.
Well, I see you talk to her, huh?
This is just part of my journey down life's rocky road.
Yes, and my advice worked out.
Really, I didn't use a word of it.
Yeah, right.
Mike, you have the new landing course catalog?
Yeah, but I'm using it.
For what? To keep your table legs even?
Why?
Well, I've decided to take some courses there this semester.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious, Mike. You and I will both be matriculating at Alf Landon this fall.
Shh. Come on.
It means going there.
She's not kidding, Mike.
She's not?
Not?
Carol, why would you go there? I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to insult your alma mater.
Uh-huh. It means your school. Oh. Mike, don't worry. I'll only be there for a few months. Then you'll have the rest of your 7 or 8 years there to yourself.
Well, I don't feel like having you matriculating all over my alma mater.
Dad, I'll grant you I won't learn much, but I'll pile up some credits for next semester.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, as usual.
I just want somebody to explain to me how come after all those years of Mike doing nothing and Carol working her working hard, how they could both end up at the same school. I mean, this isn't giving me much of an incentive.
Well, Ben, there really is a very simple answer here, and it's one that, that your father would be happy to explain.
Yes, well, I think, once again, it just comes down to expectations. And, frankly, I wasn't expecting to answer this question. I think what your mother wanted to say here, and she would have said it if she had the thoughts, and not as she thinks, but she thinks that there is a college for everyone. And Alf Landon is certainly a great, you know, get-ready-for-college kind of college.
A get-ready-for-college kind of college? Well,
and, Mike, it's not. I'm not saying that it's not a real college. It is accredited, it has freestanding buildings, but...
So you're saying all Carol's hard work got her nowhere?
No, I'm not. Carol's hard work got her into Columbia University. Eventually. And, Mike, if you had worked just a little harder, you wouldn't be going to that fine institution.
So you're saying both Mike and Carol are going there because they're desperate?
Yes. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not. I'm saying Alf Landon is a... It's a place that's suitable for many of the travelers down life's rocky road.
Nice, Jason. Whip out the rocky road thing.
Maggie, come on. I'm just saying that our kids, each of them knows inside themselves, deep down, exactly why they're there, right?
Right, he said if I didn't, you'd raise my rent.
I can't go to that bozo place. I've been kidding myself. What am I going to do? Carol.
Carol?
Oh, fine. Fine, no one stay here and console me.
I stayed.
Yahoo.
Sweetheart,
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, we want to talk to you about it.
Even though I'm a reject and a loser who went belly up.
Who said that to you?
Mom.
Carol, let me communicate a sense of perspective here. And
I think what your mom is trying to say, Carol...
You too, Dad. There is nothing that anybody can say or do for me right now.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Can I bring you up your lunch?
Yes. And soda?
With a lemon.
Oh, Mom.
Carol, on the interstate of life.
So right about what you said downstairs. I mean, how can I go to a school that has an exchange program with a prison?
That's a work study program. And from what your brother tells me, a lot of those girls have been able to turn their lives around.
And I got good grades, Dad. Perfect grades. I mean, this isn't fair. I feel like there is nothing I can do with my life right now. It's over. Finished. The end of the line for Carol Ann Seaver. All my plans gone with the wind.
Sweetheart, aren't you being a tad overdramatic?
Overdramatic? Overdramatic? Well, excuse me. I mean, what is the acceptable response when one's life has been snuffed out?
Oh, come on, honey. It's only for 3 months.
But 3 months without papers or tests or homework, without the jealousy of my peers.
You know, there is a life outside of school.
Oh, Dad, stop talking crazy.
Well, Carol, you know, there's going to come a time in your life when school isn't part of it.
When?
Well, what do you plan to do after Columbia?
Go to graduate school.
Yeah, and after that?
Get my doctorate.
And then what?
A doctorate's not enough for you?
I have an idea, Carol. I think I know exactly the best way for you to spend the next 3 months. You should be going to the biggest university in the world.
Ohio State?
No! No, the workplace.
Where's that?
It's all around you, Carol.
Dad, you're talking crazy again.
Carol, no, I'm talking about the University of Life.
Is this a religious institution?
Carol, get a job.
A job?
Yes! Come on, it's time you learned a little bit about the world outside the classroom. There is one, you know.
I'd rather go to Alf Landon.
Oh, honey, what are you afraid of? It's only for one semester. Have some guts, be a quitter. Drop out of school. The mind can be a beautiful thing to waste.
I missed an awful lot, didn't I?
So, Miss Seaver, to sum up, you've never had a part-time job, you've never had a summer job, and you have no job skills at all. Is that right?
Well, I did some babysitting once. Twice, really.
Twice?
Okay, all right, once. Twice is not really true. I mean, they didn't pay me because the kid took off. He was fine, though, once they got the paint off.
Let me check unskilled miscellaneous jobs.
What's the matter?
Oh, I always have trouble getting back to the main menu.
There.
Are you familiar with this program?
No, but this is a simple binary language.
Uh-huh. Now could you punch up skilled jobs? There. And now the subheading, word processing.
Sure. What are we looking for?
A job for someone very skilled with computers.
But I thought we were looking for a job for me. Oh.
Do you have to do that with me too, Dad?
No, Ben. We had to stop you from gnawing your foot off.
Carol's on her way, Dan, and I want you boys to be very supportive.
Give me a C. Give me an A.
A little subtler, Mike.
Give me an R.
Wait till you see the outfit I bought Carol.
Hi.
I've never seen anything like it.
Carol, I can just tell that you are going to hit that company like a ton of bricks and knock the publishing world on its ear.
Benny, I got the best joke right now, and I can't do a thing about it.
Mom, it's not even an entry-level job.
Well, just remember, from little acorns do the mighty oaks grow.
Well, before anybody says anything else supportive, let's just see if I get through one day.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Your father and I are so proud of you.
Yeah, but you're proud of Mike, too. Let's go.
She's got a point.
As I said before, I'm only going to say this once. I like my page endings neat and clean.
Neat and clean.
Split a word, lose your job. Welcome aboard.
Yes, sir. And what about punctuation?
Ah, that is not our business. That belongs to those punks in the punctuation department. Period. Forget I said that. Now, you will sit here with our other page break persons. They don't like me saying ladies anymore since Big Al joined the group.
Yo!
This is your workstation. No decorations, no photographs, no mementos, nothing of wonder or beauty whatsoever.
Gee, he's tough. Is he as mean as he seems?
He doesn't scare me.
My hands are shaking. Why do I care about this job? When worse comes to worse, I'll get fired. Then I'll just go to... I can't go anywhere. I've got no place to go.
Page 52? 3 hours and you're only on page 52?
I'm sorry, I'm reading as fast as I can.
Reading? What have I told you, page breakers, 100 times?
I'm only going to say this once. No reading!
Sorry.
Ever since you got here, this place has gotten really tense.
This is the first time in 12 years of school I've ever had a teacher yell at me. Wait a minute. He's not my teacher, he's my boss. Oh, if this keeps up, he's gonna fail me for sure.
Lunch, dear. Lunch.
Oh, sorry.
Want to have lunch with me?
Oh, I promised my mom we'd have lunch.
Great, let's go.
No, me and my mom, not you.
Oh. See you in half an hour.
Good, right. Wait, we only get a half hour for lunch?
Oui.
Hello, Maggie Malone.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Carol, great, I've been waiting for your call. How's it going?
Fine, just fine.
I mean...
So I work for a tyrant. So I stare at words I'm not allowed to read. So I'm sitting next to a guy named Big Al who's waving his egg at me.
Big Al?
Mom, I gotta go. I've only got 28 more minutes left in my lunch hour. Make that 27. Bye.
Somebody's waving his egg at my baby.
One more hour and I'm through my first miserable day. And only 89 more to go.
Are you insane? You're reading.
But I found a mistake. Read it.
I dare not.
Who cares if the page break is right, if the text is wrong?
I do.
We could have been so damn good together.
You're standing. You're not supposed to be standing. Is there a problem?
No problem.
Good.
Smart move.
Yes, there is a problem. And I don't care if you fire me, but yes, I've been reading. Well, it's hard to stop when you've been doing it since you were 4 years old.
Like I always say, I'm only going to say
this. Look at this, right here. The term macroeconomics is being misused. The author's writing about the buying power of senior citizens, and everybody knows that's microeconomics. And he's a very intelligent writer, so it has to be a typo. All right, maybe not very intelligent. I mean, his supply-side theories are supported with very weak reasoning.
I'm calling proofreading.
You're dead.
I've been wanting to rub their noses in something like this ever since the colon incident. What's your name?
Big Al.
Not you.
Seaver, Carol.
Carol Seaver.
Nice catch, Seaver. You could all learn something from her.
Teach me.
Hey, honey, you're home.
Don't honey, you're home me.
What?
Oh, you stand there so poised and proper in your apron.
Yeah.
Attend the University of Life. The mind can be a beautiful thing to waste.
Wait, I...
So off she goes to some sweatshop where some guy named Big Al is waving his egg at her.
Honey, I'm not...
Oh, Jason, just do me a favor. When Carol comes home broken and battered, let me be the one that puts her back together.
Fine.
Fine, yes.
Oh, Carol.
Today was the best day of my life. Daddy, you were so right. Thank you. I made a nice catch. Hi, honey. I'm home.
Join us for CTS exclusive Tomorrow at 5 as we broadcast the 2003 World Pulse Festival live from South Bend, Indiana. Coming up next on Family Affair, the kids need a doctor when they try and keep a secret from Uncle Bill.